Welcome back to the All Things Boobs podcast. My name is Satara.
My name is Madison.
Today we are actually styling how we dress a fuller bust versus styling our lingerie pieces. So I know that could be still a little bit hard to figure out because clothing doesn't fit, my button-ups don't fit, you have to buy extra large t-shirt, all these different things where it kind of just doesn't work with our proportions. Well, you know, we're trying to find the best outfits to show you and the best tips to help that's not just jeans and a t-shirt, where we can kind of style things in different ways. So Madison, show me that incredible dress that you have on right now.
Thank you. So my first couple outfits are actually going to be Skims in different ways because, first of all, I think that a lot of fuller bust people wear stretchy things because it like kind of stretches over the boobs and it hugs the waist. And so I've got a lot of Skims dresses, but these, the typical Skims dress with the skinny straps is definitely the hardest for fuller bust. So I actually wore this weekend because I went to this gem show and I was like, I want to wear this dress, but they're hard to wear without a bra. Like I can wear it with pasties, but it's not supportive. So I was like, I'm going to wear it with a bra. So I'll show you exactly what I did. So this is I love this color. Like this is great. This is a skin dress
on you.
And so I showed this a few episodes ago, but I have this like blue bra I just got. And so basically I didn't want the look where it was kind of conflicting. So I think when I wore this, I kind of put these straps under these straps so that it wouldn't fall down. But right now I'm just going to do this like this. So from the front, it looked like this. And this Skims dress has a low back, right?
Beautiful.
And so from the back, it was the bra, right?
Wow.
And so you guys know me, like, I don't mind showing the bra, but I really just didn't want to go braless in this dress. And so I was like, it looks like it's part of the dress because it's the same color. I got stopped a whole bunch. People really loved it. I got no shaming because my bra was out. But yeah, this is just like the look that I wore.
That's a really, really great point because I think at some point there's not enough brands that make clothing for us. And because our bras can be so large, it's really hard to hide them. So it's like, okay, just accept that you will see some part of the bra in some of your outfits, but it's okay because you want to wear the outfit. So don't let your bra stop you from wearing what you want to wear. So that's really awesome. Thank you for showing that, Madison. It's gorgeous. Wow. And that color just suits you so well.
Thank you.
Honestly, like wearing stretchy stuff is totally what I do a lot too, like finding crop tops that are stretchy fabric. So it really just shows off your waist, but also has enough stretch for your breasts. It's really, really helpful. So thank you for showing that.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Sarah, show me this outfit because I love it.
Okay.
I love it.
It is super, super stretchy leather pants. Okay. So they're nice, comfortable, you're chill. They're also figure hugging. So they really just help with the body shape, like we've kind of been talking about. Madison's been so greatly commenting me on. And then this is like a nice waistcoat. You could cinch it a little bit in the back if you want to kind of give more waist. But what I like about this is it's plungy enough to like give you some shape and show the girls and stuff. It's not so high neck, but it's not too plungy where it shows the bra. And then on the side, it actually has enough space here where it doesn't show the bra either. So it's kind of like that perfect length to cover it. But I think the bra is the most important piece in this. Underneath, I have a full cup bra that has a low center gore. So this kind of allows for everything to be encapsulated, but you can't, if this was higher, you could kind of see. If that was just a little bit higher, it would show in the piece. So it's kind of like that perfect combination of the bra and the waistcoat. But yeah, this is it. I like it.
Thank you. it's really like classy, right?
Thanks.
And I love that. It's like this really nice tailored, but also like like very chic and like classic. Like it just it has a vibe to it where you're
Thank
like you. That is a polished upscale. Satara, do you have like any like just general, I'm wondering, like fashion tips for ladies out there that are kind of shaped like more hourglassy?
Totally. Actually, I was going to share this at the end, but I'm just going to share this now. So I pretty much have like two general rules for styling the upper body. One of them is that wear something that's kind of low cut and not too high. Like even if it's like a square neckline or a plunge, that is going to be the best thing for you. That's my second one, is square neckline. So those are my two. Have a plunge and have a square neckline. I'm like, I said it both. So number one, plungy. Number two, square neck. So something, even if it's like a sweater, I have another shirt in here, so don't mind me. But even this, it looks like it's super deep V. But when you have it on, it literally just sits perfectly. You have kind of like that delicate cleavage, but it's not like full on breast. Whereas if I have anything high neck, even if it's not turtleneck, just like a high collar, it's really hard to achieve like a not bulky look without having a little bit of dip. Even if it's high neck, I have this one top that's up here and then the bottom has a cutout. So this is also just for total figure, not just for the chest, but this has like a beautiful scoop neckline. It's actually reversible, which I think is awesome. It has this beautiful chain piece on it that goes on the neck. Really gorgeous.
Yeah.
But this is like a scoop. But then for the bottom piece, it's all tight enough and knit that it really hugs the figure. I think like I was saying, I think in the last video, when it comes to curves, typically high-waisted and crop is the best look for me that I've found. I struggle with low rise and I struggle with anything too high in the neck. So kind of, even though it sounds, now that I'm saying it out loud, I'm like, it sounds kind of so skimpy, you know, being like low cut and high, you know, like that. But it's not like when you find pieces like this, this is low cut, but it's not skimpy. And same with this sweater, right? Just finding things that work for you. I think that's my biggest tips.
Yeah. And we talked about this in another video, but I don't think it made the final cut about like the high waisted on the curvy hips, like tend to work really, really well, right? Because you have like that, the tight part around the waist and then enough space. And then like Satara is not really like a big baggy pant person, just because that's not like the shape of, like her shape is more curved. And so when you have like those big, like especially stiff baggy pants, like the ones I wear, they're just, they fight the curve, right? Whereas I don't, I mean, I'm fuller bust, but I'm not very curvy on the bottom. And so I work really well with like those like stiff, huge pants. But
And you work really well with low rise. Like I've never seen anybody rock low rise like you do.
Low rise, what I have learned studying, trying to figure out what works for my body, is that I have a short torso. And so I like can't really wear high rise because it comes up to my bra. And so low rise on me typically looks like mid rise on a lot of people with a longer torso. Right. And so, I think there's a lot of thoughts around different rises, or like these pants are better, skinny jeans are better. But really it's about educating yourself as to what's going to work on your figure. Right. While we're on that topic, I am going to talk a little bit about dressing my kind of curvy, right? Because we are different in this dress, right? So typically, guys, those like the Skims dresses, the really form-fitting, like stretchy dresses, like typically are going to be the most harmonious with a figure like Satara's, where it's really just like sculpting like that curve on her. A lot of people that have my figure, where it's kind of, I mean, I have a waist, but I'm mostly, I mean, I have a low waist to hip ratio, right? There's not much, I'm not like this, right? Typically, people don't, like with my figure, don't like wearing stuff like this because it makes them feel straight, right? I don't really care because...
Good, you shouldn't.
I love my body, but I will tell you some things that work for me about this dress. So when you are built like me, where you're mostly shoulders and limbs, right? I'm wide and long. Anything that's kind of long and one color and to the floor is still going to look good on you, even if it's super tight and not loose, because it's mimicking that like length, right?
It's gorgeous.
You can see it's like long and long, right? And then in terms of shoulders, I will tell you guys that the way that I do it and the way that I've been taught is anything that's a wide neckline on someone with wide shoulders is going to look very like harmonious, right? Anything that's kind of like this neckline where it starts to do this is going to make your shoulders look wider. That's not a bad thing. Just like looking straighter is not a bad thing. It's just educating yourself as to the effect of certain clothes on your body. So wide neckline is going to look great. This kind of neckline is going to make your shoulders look wider, but it does give you that Amazon look, right? Another thing that I can really pull off is this length of dress, but not form-fitting. So like those shift dresses look really good. Yeah, cool. I've got like the hanger body where it's like the wide and the long, right?
Yeah. I call it that. Thank you for sharing.
But anyways, those are some tips. And this is how we would style just a casual for fuller bust. Let's change and do our next one. All right, guys. So we are now going to do another kind of, again, this is a little more upscale, dressing fuller bust without showing the lingerie, which I think is, you know, more realistic for most people. Again, I went to another one of these like medical events, but this one was a brunch. And so this one was like, and I think it actually was a baby shower brunch. So I was like, can't show up in a bra. And so I'm showing this because it's another Skims kind of looking dress, which again, I love wearing because, you know, the boobs. What I did, this is actually like a vest from my, like of my mom, goes all the way to the ground. And I put it on and it has like buttons and stuff. But when I closed the buttons of the vest, it was very boxy. And I already had like a boob. I mean, my boobs are big compared to the rest of me. So what I did was I found a belt, and guys, I can't emphasize enough. Find, like, get belts.
Yeah.
Because belts not only will pull the outfit together, but especially, again, if you're trying to, like, you know, really have the waist hug, you need one. So I found, I had a belt, like, made, like, this is exactly the size that I wanted, right, for my belt. And then I just put this vest on. So it's, like, very, very conservative from the back, right? It goes all the way to the floor. And then I just like opened it up and kind of gathered the fabric. What this is doing is it's giving me balance, right? Which again, you don't have to be an hourglass, but like, because I had like the tight dress, which was making my boobs look massive, and extra fabric that I added here, I gathered this. So it's giving me shape here, right?
Gorgeous.
And again, it was very conservative. I wore it with these like Navajo pearls because I was at a, again, Southwest event. And I know I showed my cowboy hat with an outfit a few days ago, but I'm going to show it with this too, because another thing, if you're someone with, like, again, this has to do with the width of the shoulders, like you were wide and long, what you can really pull off are like giant accessories, right? Cool. It just has to do with the fact that you have that length and that exaggerated width. So I can wear big hats,
wow, yeah,
right?
That's great.
And so I could wear this. I have other hats that I would probably wear with this, but just wanted to show you that other than like the boob thing, if you have my body type, don't be afraid of like the ginormous accessories, because you can usually like really,
they look
harmonious with you. So don't forget about that.
I wish I could wear big accessories like that. That looks amazing.
It's something cool. I just learned because I got body typed, and I'll plug Ellie Jean, who did my body typing, and she was like, a lot of women with big shoulders are like weird about being like having big shoulders. And she's like, just wear big things. And I'm like, oh, it just saved my whole life.
Seriously. It pulls together so nicely. But I love this outfit because it really just looks like a 60s vibe where you're just like a mom going like to the coffee shop or going out with friends. Yeah, it's gorgeous. I really love that look on you. And with the pointy sunglasses. Oh, it just pulls it all together so nicely.
Feels like I need a martini. Like,
yes, that's exactly it. Okay, so this is kind of my also conservative. I feel like this would be more of a business look if I didn't want to style the lingerie either, but I actually wear this quite a lot to events. I've had it in my closet for some time now, but it's beautiful. I think for me, two-piece sets are the way to go. Something that is matching, because I'm a simple gal. So if it's simple and I know it goes well together, it's awesome. So this is kind of that like two-piece. It's a top. A crop top, like I said, is a little bit more flattering, I think, on fuller bust. And then we have this like high rise skirt. I love that it has that like, I don't know, the it's more fabric here. I don't know why. I think it gives
like
it more
draping
right from the back. Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah. But the silk is like thick and really, really nice. So like I was saying before, this has a lower neckline, right? So it's flattering. If I were to put this like here, it doesn't look like there's enough shape here. Personally, I like it having open. So even just like low cut, but it's not showing anything, kind of gives it that nice, I don't know, I think it's more feminine, kind of gives me a little bit more shape. Another thing for me is personally wearing skirts that aren't too long. I think if they're too long, I just have too, like Madison, you look gorgeous with like a really long dress. But I think for me, anything that's like just below the knee or just above the knee is kind of like that perfect shape for me to not look so like out here. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Unless it's super tight, because then you have that curve that kind of goes all the way down.
That makes sense, because I think if it were kind of semi-tight but loose, they like hit the curves and then it doesn't do anything versus, you know, did you ever watch, I don't know, do you ever watch the Powerpuff Girls, like when you were growing up? Mm-hmm. You know, like the woman that Miss Red, who she always had that like red outfit. You know how she wore that pencil skirt that was it was like boobs. Yes. And then like, it, like, and she wore a pencil skirt that came immediately down. Right.
Exactly.
With those, like, with the exaggerated, like, hips, you want something that's either going to hit you, like, right after the curve stops or be super form-fitting all the way down. Right, totally. Right. But anyways, I love the, like, so many aspects of it. So first of all, totally office-worthy, right? I definitely think that's, and I also think, like, you probably could have worn that for the lingerie business outfit, because I think the fabric feels bedtime, right? True. That, like, satiny. Right. So that works on you. I love the neckline that's a little bit lower, just because it does give some relief and openness like to the chest. And then the color. Wait, tell us about, okay, so we've also been color types. So tell us about like your color season and why this works.
Cool. Totally, 100%. So yeah, me and Madison have both got our colors and like our styling done in two separate times, two separate places, but both turned out so well. So I am a autumn in my colors. So I like, I can't go with black or white. I'm, going creams or browns or beiges or oranges and reds. Like that kind of thing is really what fits my skin tone. But then I'm also like a classic ingenue. So things that are very like form fitting, but also like delicate and kind of cute and has like floral and detail and that kind of thing. So really just learning that about myself has helped so much, because I know that even just as we're talking about it, floppy things don't work for me. Structured things give me structure. I don't know about you, Madison, but it's been like extremely helpful just to shop for now. And like when I go into a store, I'm not rummaging through so many things. I know exactly what colors I need and exactly what kind of shape it's supposed to give me. So I find it very helpful.
Yeah, I got my colors and my styling done, or at least I got my body typing and my colors done, because I, as I've said, I kind of know what style I like already.
Yeah, that's great.
But I got, I'm a, what is it, dark winter. So, I mean, that's why I gravitate so much toward black. And if you guys don't know what color seasons are, like, it's not just like, wear these and don't wear these colors. What it's really about is like educating you as to what effect certain colors will have on you. Holy. So me with my skin tone and my I'm cool undertone and I'm a winter, black never looks edgy on me, right? It just looks like a color that goes classy with me, versus on Satara, black might be look like an edgy choice. It's gonna pop on her like it doesn't on me. And that was so helpful for me to understand, because I'm always trying to look edgier. And I was like, dang it, please, the black stuff just looks like it's like is normal. I was body typed in the Kibbe system. So I'm a flamboyant natural, which just basically means what I've been saying, which is giant shoulders and giant limbs and what works for that. So highly recommend.
It is really cool to see also, because some colors actually make you look tired and drained and that kind of thing, whereas other colors make you feel bright and energized. Like it all has to do with, it's so small, but when you see it, you can't not see it. And I think it's really important. I got mine done by House of Color, and I know that's all over the world, so we could link it down below, just because they are really, really awesome.
I got mine done by I think Color My Style, but similar vibe. Like they sent me I think for me, the biggest thing was because all of my closet is black, I was surprised, because they gave me like 80 colors. And I was like, oh, I never thought of like, you know, lavender.
Totally. Yeah. 100%. It looks so good.
All right. So I'm going to do one more outfit, just because we did a corset video. So I'm going to style a corset. And I'll change into that.
All right. Wow. Hey, that's gorgeous.
All right, guys, this is a new outfit because the Tara and I just put it together. And I wanted to show you an outfit with a corset. So this is a Pirates of the Caribbean themed puffy pirate shirt outfit, which we all want to be able to do. So I'm going to show you how I did it. And obviously, I don't know, like, where I'd wear this to. This would probably work for Halloween. This would probably work for Vegas. This is definitely a show the bra thing. It's not very conservative. And so maybe better for our other styling videos. But anyway, I wanted to do it. So we've got a collar, which I love wearing this. This is from Bordel. If you are super conservative and you don't want to show any bra, get some collars because they are sexy, right? Then we have a corset from Corset Story. And it is over a pair of black pants. So that's pretty easy. And then I have a puffy beach shirt. This isn't even like a formal blouse. It's just like a beach shirt. Love and it. Then this like beautiful white bra from Samantha. And so Tara helped me pick this because I was going to go leather bra, but she wanted like the mixed match of the materials, which makes it a little bit more interesting. So,
And I love the contrast of the black and white. It looks so beautiful.
Right. It's just interesting to look at. Right. Yes. And it's cool. So again, thank you. I'm actually really excited because I haven't worn this before. And so this is a new vibe for me. I definitely love pirate, but I have not worn this type yet. So anyway, guys, took us like 20 minutes to get into
that. And it's like 2 seconds and wrap.
I'm so tired. But anyways, we hope this was helpful. We love doing styling videos for you guys. But again, our message with these is always be patient, curate your closet, experiment. Yeah. You guys don't even know, like, we filmed these videos in like an hour, but we met like a few hours before to run by ideas, and some of them just did not work, and that just happens. It's just experimentation and time. Honestly.
Exactly. 100%.
Anything else?
No, well said. Well said. This was really, really fun and really great. If you have any other suggestions for us, please don't hesitate to give us a message or comment or anything like that. But other than that, we'll see you in the next episode.
All right. Bye, guys.